Hello, everybody. I am here to let you know that if you have not checked out our Patreon yet, for just $5 a month, you can get an entire bonus episode every single week, including all of our older episodes as well. Check out the link at patreon.com/dressonpod. And now let's start the show.
I think blood is so sexy.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. I am super excited because today I have another Florida native with me, Blood V.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for asking me to be here.
Yeah, I'm just glad that everyone who lives here in California is willing to drive here because it's so far from everybody.
Oh, that's fine. I'm used to driving long distances everywhere.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay, I would love to talk more about this because I've noticed that. So you... How long did you live in Florida for?
I moved here like 3 years ago, so my entire life.
Okay. So when I lived in Florida almost my entire life, and getting anywhere takes a while, right?
Yeah.
Like you drive to the grocery store or, I don't know, Disney or whatever, and everything takes like 15 minutes to like 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so normal.
Specifically, I actually lived on a farm in like the middle of nowhere for a solid like 5 years.
Okay.
So when we had like a grocery trip day,
uh-huh.
We had a day reserved where we drove 45 minutes to go to Walmart.
Okay. Right. That's wild. Okay. So then you come here, mm-hmm. 3 years ago. And do you notice that everybody is like, wow, that's really far.
Yeah.
That's so far. About like 20-minute trips.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wild to you?
No, it's so weird because I'm like, what are you talking about? This is just a normal day.
Yes. It was such a culture shock for me. I was like, what do you mean that's far? That's
so crazy. I had a conversation with one of my friends and she said how she's in a long-distance relationship. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, he lives like an hour away. And I was like,
long distance relationship.
What?
Yeah, I also have a friend who lives like way, way, way over on the west side, and we were talking about hanging out, and they were like, "Yeah, yeah, we'll have to come and make a day trip," and I was like, "Huh? A day trip?" It's like 30 minutes away from you.
Yeah, that doesn't take any time at all.
Yeah, it was just wild to me. And I guess the argument is that if you're sitting in traffic, it's a lot worse to drive through than to just drive straight for 30 minutes.
That's true.
Which I will give everybody, but...
Well, I feel like here it's like traffic between 2 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And in Florida, it's traffic's from like 5:30 to like 7.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have a lot wider of a time to just be like, have road rage. I get road rage here now. I understand.
Yes, me too. Oh my God. Me too. I never had road rage in Florida. Mm-hmm. And those drivers also were bad.
The drivers were so terrible.
This is
because there's always tourists.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They don't know where they're going.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Right. I want to start by talking to you about cosplay,
mm-hmm.
because when I first met you at, I think, Holiday Matsuri many, many years ago when you were in Tifa.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, what a time.
I know. So you grew up in Florida. When did you start cosplaying and like what fandoms were you into?
Oh man. My first ever cosplay, I actually made like little ceramic ears. Have you ever heard of Elf and Lied?
Yeah.
Okay, I was Lucy. And
uh-huh.
I was like 16 or 14 or something.
Cute.
And I had this like $10 wig from Amazon, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, just like mm-hmm. some other clothes I threw on. These little ceramic clips. I was so proud of it. I never did it, but I was obsessed with Homestuck when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to do a Homestuck cosplay so bad. Do you remember the story of the person who like soaked themselves in Sharpie?
No.
You've never heard of that story?
No.
Okay, so the Homestuck fandom, there was somebody who, like, it was like a story on Tumblr, it got super famous, that they soaked themselves in a bathtub with Sharpie to stain their skin like gray.
Did it work?
Yeah, but it wasn't good. It was not healthy for them. It was very toxic. Never do that.
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's literally poisoning yourself in a bathtub of poison, taking toxic damage. That's wild. But you've never cosplayed from it since?
No. Mm-mm.
You could.
I want to, but it's such like, I feel like it's a dead fandom, unless it's not, but.
Do you know Maggie?
Yes, I do.
I know Maggie likes Homestuck.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's alive somewhere.
We could revive
it. It's alive in the hearts of others.
I became obsessed with it. I was like, I had a DeviantArt phase when I was younger.
Yes, same, so did I.
That's where I saw cosplay, and I was obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to do. Is like just be my favorite little characters. Mm-hmm. My first characters I did besides Elf and Lied was Yuno Gasai from Future Diary. Mm-hmm.
There's a pattern here.
Yeah. Crazy girls with pink hair, yes. Actually. Uh-huh. Who else did I do? Mount Lady from My Hero. Mm-hmm. That was my first ever like custom suit I got. I was so proud of it. Actually, now that I'm remembering, I went to MomoCon with that outfit. And I forgot horns. And my friend made horns for me out of bread.
What?
He painted bread white. And like, it was the grossest thing now looking back.
Bro, cosplayers are wild.
I had bread horns.
And it held up?
No.
Oh.
It held up for like 2 hours.
2 hours of photos is 2 hours of photos.
But he literally like cut bread like this, and then he just painted it white, and then we like super glued it on a headband.
I mean, it sounds like it works, kind of. It was horns in lieu of horns. I mean, cosplay is so funny because I feel like it's given me the ability to problem solve in ways I never expected to be able to.
Yeah, just thinking back to that was, oh God, that's like one of my most embarrassing moments as a cosplayer.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. That's like what the spirit of it, right?
Yeah.
Is like making things out of nothing. So then it sounds like you liked a lot of anime. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up, like what was your first anime that you ever watched? And like, did you grow up?
Naruto.
Nice.
And then Pokemon. I think Pokemon is what really got me into it. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw Naruto on the screen when I was younger, I was like, oh my God, like I want to be a ninja. Like,
That was Dragon Ball Z for me.
Yeah. Man, there was just too much testosterone in Dragon Ball Z for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like boom, pow, fighting like all the time, muscles.
Yeah, powering up for like 8 episodes at a time. Nothing's happening except yelling.
I feel like none of the new animes have that anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
None of them. Because like with Solo Leveling, it goes so fast. Mm-hmm. The pacing now with anime.
Yeah.
Let us have these slow burn, like, power-ups.
Yeah. Give me one. Just one give a me, season.
Like, one episode where there's powering up the whole time.
And just yelling at each other. I'm going to get you. No, I'm going to get you. You haven't seen my power yet.
So
that would
funny.
Be sick.
What was your first cosplay?
Android 18, speaking of Dragon Ball Z, is the one that I made first. And I didn't use a wig because I had blonde hair already, and I didn't understand like the true nerd checkness of the internet until I posted the Android 18 without a wig, and all the comments were like, where's the iconic bob? Where's the bob? Where's the hair? And I was I gotta get a wig.
That happened to me with my Velma on Reddit.
Oh, really?
I had a wig on, I had glasses, I had the full fit and everything, and they were all like, you're just a girl who put on an outfit. Like, you didn't put any time or effort into this. And I was like,
wrong.
I'm literally wearing my actual glasses.
Yeah.
I would be blind without them. What are you talking about?
The internet gets crazy sometimes.
Very
nitpicky.
Yeah.
Depending on the fandom specifically. Is there like one fandom that you like cosplaying from specifically that's like super nice or anything?
I feel like most cosplays I've done is from Chainsaw Man. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're a little bit goonery, so they're fine with anything.
Hell yeah. I've noticed that anything I cosplay from Resident Evil, like Resident Evil fans are just excited all the time about everything. They're like, yes, give us more. Anything related to this franchise is awesome. And it's the energy that I love.
It's like, so, not enough people cosplay from it. Please give me something.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's my favorite fandom to cosplay from right now. So you watched Naruto and you watched anime. If you could recommend me your top five animes right now, what would they be? Because anime, I feel like in the pillars of like nerddom, I always feel like it's video games, comic books, and anime. Mm-hmm. And anime is probably my like lowest stat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now I'm watching Apothecary Diaries.
Okay.
It is so good.
I've heard good things.
There's like not a single fight scene. But it's all about politics.
No testosterone.
It's all about politics and like very curvy girls.
I'm in. That's all I need.
And it's also like kind of you learning because it has some history, some like Chinese back. I believe it's Chinese backstory, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Apothecary Diaries. What would you recommend to someone who doesn't watch a lot of anime?
Oh god, this is gonna sound so basic, but Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Attack on Titan is one that I really grew up with.
Yeah
like
I have seen Attack on Titan.
I grew up with Eren Yeager.
Yeah, that's true though. Mm-hmm. We waited so long between each season, especially the end.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wait, it came out?
Yeah.
I never thought it would.
I know. They're like, this is the final season. No, this is the final season. Yeah,
the part one versus part two, very different.
Yes.
But I would recommend Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't like gore, I like gore a lot.
Yeah, I'm into gore.
Oh my god, there was a romance anime that I really loved and I'm forgetting the name of it right now. Toradora.
Okay, Toradora. I've never even heard of that before.
Super cute. It's like a high school romance. She's a little tsundere, like angry girl who likes a really nonchalant boy. But it delves into a lot of more like family drama and issues that you don't see in normal high school stuff. Mm-hmm. Like high school romances, you don't even know what their parent looks like most of the time. Mm-hmm. But this one has more like family drama in it, which I appreciate.
Yeah. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah,
after this.
It's an older anime.
Okay,
super cute though.
I've seen many of the like big ones, like Attack on Titan, Fairy Tail, Death Note, like
the staples. I've never seen Fairy Tail.
Oh, really?
Actually?
It's really long. I've only seen the first few seasons, but I really like it. I like Urza a lot, like red-haired warrior girl.
Oh, you know what? I was going to cosplay her, actually. I don't know what happened to that. I feel like she would be a somewhat easy cosplay compared to the full armor cosplays that you do. You do such a good job.
Thank you.
With all of that.
That's really sweet. Thank you.
Oh my god. For how long I've been doing cosplay, it's kind of something I struggle with is I don't have the most patience. Mm-hmm. So thinking about making a whole set of armor is unfathomable to me. It's something I want to do eventually, but like seeing you, oh my god, you inspire me.
That's really nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about a lot of people who do sewing stuff. Because I don't have the patience for sewing stuff. I don't have the like small minimal detail aspect of skill sets that like people do in cosplay. I like to like rip things apart and like get my hands dirty.
You're
know what
chaotic.
I mean? So chaotic. And that's why all my stuff kind of looks similarly painted, because I don't do things like nice and clean, and I have to be like battle damage.
That's so funny, but I think that works really well in your favor.
Thanks. I usually have to like pick and choose my battles, but I appreciate that. I tend to like characters that are more fightery, you know, anyway. Yeah. So it ends up usually working out. But thank you. That's very nice. I feel like I admire your work ethic because I see you doing stuff all the time. And I'm like, wow, she's like has so much energy and she's everywhere. And I feel like you're crushing it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I try. I feel like I haven't been cosplaying as often now. Mm-hmm. I kind of go more towards just like if I'm really passionate about something, then I cosplay. Because mm-hmm. like I did Luna Snow recently, and then Hela was really fun. I'm really into Marvel Rivals, yeah, like yeah. a lot. Uh-huh. Before then, actually, I really want to do the Solo Leveling, the elf girl from Solo Leveling. Mm-hmm. I want to do her too.
Is that the purple-haired one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if I'm not passionate about something, I really don't want to cosplay a character, or like I will do what you did with Android 18, just use my hair mm-hmm. and just try to like try to make a character out of that. Mm-hmm. Like, what character has black hair that I could cosplay?
Yeah.
What character is edgy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I totally get it. I usually now if I do cons on Sunday, I try to do things specifically with blonde hair because I don't want to wear wigs 3 days in a row anymore.
Yeah. I remember once it was during a really hot summer that I went to a convention and I had a wig on all 3 days, and then I took the wig off like the last day and I was washing my hair and like a chunk of my hair just came out and I was like no.
Oh, no.
No. So I've been very cautious about wearing wigs for over like 8 hours a day mm-hmm. in the summertime specifically.
Yeah, least, yeah.
Since. So it's funny that you mentioned I was Tifa. I literally just probably used my hair in like a clip-on bang or something.
Hell yeah. yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember if I had met you before that. I don't think so. I think that was our first time
mm-hmm.
meeting.
Yeah.
I was with Jono and we were taking photos. I remember.
Yeah, that was so fun.
It was
fun.
Oh
my God. Like, I haven't seen him in forever, I don't think.
I know.
He's always traveling.
I know. Everyone's in Japan right now. I keep seeing everybody's Japan posts. It's wild. I'm like, wait, there's so many of you.
I am going to Hawaii next week, though, so I'm very excited. So cool. I'm thinking about doing some Nico Robin pics while I'm there. Mm-hmm. I might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some tropical beach episodes.
Right.
Those were always my favorite.
Yes. Did you ever play Dead or Alive?
No, I did not.
Okay. It is a fighting game of it was an actual fighting game, but then they made Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, and it was all the girls and you could choose their different bikinis and they Ooh. Would play volleyball instead of fight.
That's and so fun.
It was specifically all about boob jiggle physics and it was awesome. I
Have
loved
you
that
seen
game.
Stellar Blade?
Yes.
I mm-hmm. want to cosplay from that, but the physics in that are crazy.
Yeah, I didn't play it. I watched someone play it for a little bit, but it looks wild.
Or like the mobile games, like the mobile mecha girls, they're just like constantly.
Yeah.
Or you're just standing there and they're like.
they have their own center of gravity. Yeah.
It's like, wait, where did that come from? Like, why don't mine do that?
it's so funny that it's. Honestly, it's they didn't realize that their audience was actually truly the women, I feel like, for that stuff.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah.
I get to look at boobs. Let's go.
they're constantly moving. This was awesome.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
They pick, like, the littlest outfits for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
We should cosplay from that. That
I'm
would
down.
Be fun.
I'm in. I'm down for anything. So did you, like, read comic books at all growing up, or did you, play any video games or anything, or was it mostly anime?
It was mostly anime. I actually didn't get, like, any gaming station. I had, like, a DS, so I mm-hmm. played Pokemon and, like, mm-hmm. Nintendogs and, mm-hmm. like, Barbie Horse Adventures.
A staple.
But, I wasn't allowed to play video games, actually.
Really?
Like that.
Uh-huh.
I remember I came in and I was watching my cousin play Halo
mm-hmm.
and my grandma came in and was like, this isn't for girls.
What?
Like, don't you can't watch him play this.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh, but I like the monsters. I
yeah,
like
yeah.
the blood.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't get a PS4 until I was like 19, I think, or like 20.
Wow.
And that's when I started playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it was. I was like peak Overwatch too.
Is that what you got into first?
Yeah.
Is Overwatch?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And then comic books, not as much.
Mm-hmm.
I like more so graphic novels, mm-hmm. like Tomy or the horror ones, mm-hmm. like not really a huge comic book person, but Marvel Rivals is changing that for me.
Uh-huh. Opening you up to the whole new world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you would crush Psylocke also.
Ooh, I had my friend say I should do her too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm seeing it. I feel like you'd pull it off.
One of my friends is actually one of the comic covers.
Really?
She like posed for them, yeah. and then they like drew her as a comic
so
cover.
Cool.
I have to ask her which one it is. You could add a little asterisk.
Uh-huh.
Have a little fun fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be sick.
But yeah, she dressed up as Psylocke too. She's really, really cool.
That's awesome. Have you done any like comic book cosplays or anything?
I did Vampirella.
Okay. Uh-huh.
With the vampire aesthetic. Anything uh-huh. vampire, I'm all over.
Yeah. Speaking of, we have some new vampire teeth.
We do. I hope they're not coffee stained right now.
No, they look perfect.
Okay,
I
good.
Promise. What was that like? If you can talk about it.
It was really interesting. I couldn't really feel what she was doing. They didn't file anything down. They just added to my tooth.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to sit like this for like 2 hours.
Oh no.
Like, my mouth was so dry. Oh,
I was gonna say, were you getting like sore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had like a thing in my mouth where I was just like like that for like 2 hours. My mouth was both dry and also I had to spit at the same time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I hate the dentist too. So that was interesting, but it was really, really nice. I kind of wish I got them a little longer.
Oh yeah.
Honestly. I have pierced my tongue on accident with them, though.
Really? Are they sharp?
They were really, really sharp in the beginning.
Okay.
I was biting into, like, a really hard sandwich, and I kind of, like, missed it, and then my tongue was bleeding for,
oh,
like,
no.
10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I was playing Marvel Rivals.
You're just like, we got to lock in, guys.
So I was, like, playing, trying to, like, be like, okay, wait, putting a tissue to my tongue.
Oh,
like,
my God, that's crazy. Did you win?
I don't know. Probably not.
I'm going to say you did.
Okay.
For the plot.
Yeah, thank you.
I bled for this win.
But it was really nice. Mm-hmm. I would say if anybody wants to get them done, you should do it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, they said basically forever. But if it does get damaged, I can't eat whole apples anymore.
Mm.
They say I can come back and get it fixed if it does get damaged, which mm-hmm. is really nice.
Is there any other rules? Like,
They just said specifically apples.
Specifically apples.
I'm like anti-Ryuk right now.
You can give them to him.
Yeah. I kind of want to get a second set too.
Oh yeah.
I think every emo kid should get vampire.
That's so cool though. Yeah. And can you like get them taken off if you want to mm-hmm. eventually?
Yeah, yeah. I'd have to go to the dentist though. Mm-hmm. They said it doesn't damage your teeth at all.
Nice.
Which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like no downsides.
Why not? Why not?
The pricing also wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was like $1,000. I would think it would, for forever, I think it'd be more expensive.
Yeah, same. Wow, that is way cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Right? Yeah.
That's so cool. Shit.
I'm trying to embody the vampire aesthetic.
Yeah.
Be my own little personal Bella.
I feel like you are. I feel like you're doing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Were you a Twilight fan?
I like Twilight.
Okay.
I feel like I missed a lot of the like nostalgic childhood stuff for a lot of things like Star Wars. And then I was catching up later on. So I like it, but I don't like love it the way that I feel like other okay. people do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was obsessed. Well, I was a reader. Mm. You said if I read comics? No, I read books. Like full fantasy. I'm still reading a lot right now, mm-hmm. actually. But I was obsessed with Twilight, The Hunger Games, Divergent, all of those like nerdy ass books. It was great.
Uh-huh.
I love those.
Uh-huh. Are you reading anything now?
I am. I'm reading Fourth Wing.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Which is about dragon riders, and it also has smut in it.
Yes.
Very interesting. Very nice smut scenes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everybody asks me, the first thing they say when I say it's dragon riders, they say, are the dragons fucking? No, I'm not reading scaly porn, guys.
This isn't that type of smut.
No. But there is a really, well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but there's a really funny scene, if you guys want to read it, where they are emotionally connected to the dragons, and the dragons do fuck.
That kind of sounds like that kind of smut. I mean, it sounds like it has everything.
So if the dragons are sleeping with each other, the writers do feel the same exact feelings.
Oh, that rocks, actually. What? That's so cool.
So you should read it.
Okay. I haven't started Fourth Wing yet. I have this thing. I don't know if you are the same, but if I start one series, I want to finish that series before I start another series or details start to like cross. Mm-hmm. And I'm started the longest book series of all time for some reason. And I'm still like halfway through it because I stalled out. It's a Brandon Sanderson series called I was trying to remember this last episode too, and I don't remember what it's called now.
It must be really entertaining.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's called, like, the series is called something that none of the books are called, and now I don't remember what it is.
But that's interesting.
Have you read Mistborn or any of the other like Brandon Sanderson books?
Mm-mm. Recommend.
Very good. If they're fantasy books.
Okay.
If you are ever looking, there's no smut though, unfortunately.
I do like a romanticy.
Oh yeah.
A good romance fantasy.
Okay.
Is it like Lord of the Rings inspired?
I'm gonna Google it. Stormlight Archives. Yes. The Stormlight Archives. It's so long though for no reason.
What kind of fantasy? Is it like dragon fantasy?
It is kind of political, but it's they are in this like post-apocalyptic world where the premise is what happens if Voldemort won, basically.
Oh wait, that's so sick.
Yeah and it Mistborn is the like very beginning of it, so it's the and they're a trilogy with a stopping point, but then you can keep going if you want to.
Oh.
So the Mistborn trilogy is what happens if Voldemort won, and it's kind of like a heist where a bunch of people from the slums get together and try to like overthrow the Dark Lord that's
okay.
in power.
So it is an actual Voldemort. He's just a Voldemort type?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very.
I was just imagining Harry Potter like being killed off and the chaos that would happen afterwards.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's really good. There is a little bit of romance.
Okay.
But if you could recommend me a book, what would you recommend me?
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. You should definitely read it. It's really good.
Yeah.
The first book, I would say, isn't as good as the rest.
Okay.
But the first book is still good.
Okay.
I would like it because there's a twist. I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay.
But it's not like the typical romance. When you get into the second book, you're like, oh. So there's definitely, it gets way more interesting in the second books. It's really good.
Okay.
It involves fairy men. They are buff. They have all different kinds of powers. It's great.
The only thing I know about it is that everyone talks about it on TikTok. So I know that it is good and it's like worth reading. I got in over my head.
No, it's okay.
With this other thing.
It takes me a long time to like finish book series. Mm-hmm. So I just listen to audiobooks when I'm like doing my makeup or something.
Yeah.
And I listen to the book.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently downloaded Audible.
Yeah. I usually do that too. That's where I read most of my books. But
it's dangerous though, the amount of money you can spend.
Yes. Yes. I'm at the point right now, though, where I have a bunch of credits and I need to spend them on something. So if you recommend A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yes, please.
I'll rip it.
Please rip it.
Okay.
That's the only book series, whatever. Plus Fourth Wing is really good. Mm-hmm. The series I'm reading right now. But that's one that I know is good for all the books.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm in. I'm easily influenced, easily peer pressured.
Really? We should go to the club together sometime.
Okay.
I'll show you a fun time.
Okay. So then what was the timeline from starting to cosplay and it like becoming your full-time gig, would you say?
I would say like 2019 to 2020 is when I really got into it. Mm-hmm. During COVID, I was so antsy. At that point, I was going to college to be a therapist.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Then like I couldn't go to my classes. I couldn't see anybody. I was just stuck in my room. I was like, oh my God, what do? I'm antsy. All I'm doing is playing Overwatch and Call of Duty. So I just started cosplaying from like the things I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And then when actually more so when I started visiting LA, mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed the scene here more than East Coast. Not that East Coast is bad, mm-hmm. but I just enjoy the LA scene more, I mm-hmm. would say. I like the people a lot. I get really inspired over yeah, here.
Totally.
So
same.
That's where I really delved into it full time.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious if it's the same as me. What did you like about the West Coast versus the East Coast?
I feel like I just get more inspired by the people over here. I see so many people working really hard and like yeah. achieving their dreams.
That is the same for me yeah. too. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wait, maybe I could actually do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah,
that's what I decided to do.
Yeah. I mean, very similarly, I would come visit and I would spend like a week or two here and I would hate leaving. Like mm-hmm. I would be on the plane home being like, why don't I live there? I'm so like bummed that I have to go back yeah. to my other life over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I would visit and there was just so much stuff happening. There were so many people doing cool things. It was really inspiring. Mm-hmm. Before we started, I was telling you that in the warehouse with like people working and stuff, it's easy to like stay excited and inspired and motivated to like finish things. But like, I would be here and I'd have a friend be like, I'm going to a movie premiere. Like, do you want to come? And then somebody would be like, I'm cosplaying for this game company. And I'm like, this is so cool. And I had a couple people tell me that they would put my name in for stuff and I would get immediately tossed out because I wasn't here. And they only wanted local people
yeah.
because they don't want to like they don't want to spend the extra money to fly somebody out when there's so many cosplayers here.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. So,
oh, man, I would hate hearing that, though, that I'm losing opportunities because of where I live. But that's exactly how I felt, too. I mean, mm-hmm. oh, my God, one of the highlights of my life. I'm obsessed with Arcane. And I got to go to the opening and the finale of mm-hmm. the last season.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool,
I know.
Man.
It was really good.
Just knowing that, like, something that you're obsessed with, you get to go and see it and experience mm-hmm. it.
Right.
It was so, such an insane opportunity that I would have never had if I was on the East Coast.
Yeah, totally. Hell yeah, we did it. I'm excited for us.
Yeah.
High five. Yeah, I very, very similarly, I mm-hmm. just wanted to be out here so bad. And I was on my way to move. Like I was in the process of moving and then COVID happened, so I had to wait until COVID was over because everyone that I was gonna move with was like, why would we go and pay California rent if nothing's open? Which makes
that's
sense.
Very fair.
So
yeah, I think I moved here 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember anymore, to
I
be
don't
honest.
Remember either. There's so much happening all the time.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe same, actually. Mm-hmm. It'll be 3 years in August.
Okay.
Or 2 years in August, actually. So you might have come a year before me.
Do you miss Florida at all?
Not really, I'm going to be honest. Do
okay.
you?
I've actually started to miss it a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Because I love the theme parks.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the new theme park just came out. Mm-hmm. I want to go so bad.
I also want to go so bad.
But I think one thing I miss is the beaches mm-hmm. in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Last, I don't know, November or so, I was like, oh, I want to go to the beach. Let's go to the beach. And I have friends who live here and have lived here a long time that were like, you can't go to the beach. It's November. I was like, why not? It's hot-ish outside. It there's water, there's a beach. And they're like, yeah, but the water is freezing and the wind is crazy and you don't want to go to the beach. And I was like, that makes no sense to me. In Florida, it's hot forever. So you can go whenever you want.
I actually had, I think it was a month ago now where I did, I was like, oh my God, we had one day of warmth. Let's do a beach stream. So me and my friends did a beach stream. It was so windy. We were getting pelted with sand in our faces.
Oh, no.
We were miserable, like huddled in like a blanket, but like trying to look like we were enjoying ourselves so alive.
No.
We were not.
Oh man.
But I was trying to make the most out of it. And in my head, I was like, man, in Florida, I would be sweating right now.
Yeah,
like.
Living the life. That's true. I do miss the beaches. And I miss like, I miss little things. You know, the thing I miss the most is that everything had a drive-through.
Yeah.
And nothing has a drive-through here.
I miss Publix. Oh, God. The Publix subs were so good. Or honestly, Wawa.
Honestly, Wawa was the best. I love Wawa. A staple.
And then the rent there is cheaper. I feel like I would want to, like, when I'm older, go back there and settle down when the opportunities here are done and past and I've had my time.
Totally. Probably same. I still feel new. I need a couple more years, I think, to miss it even more. But I do miss the theme parks a lot because the ones here are not as good, at least not Universal.
Well, Disneyland here is like a baby version of Disney World. It's just, it doesn't compete.
Yeah. Florida's got all that land, all that flat swamp to put theme parks on.
Let's just dump some sand in there.
Yeah.
And then here we go. Now, there are sinkholes in Florida. That is low-key very scary.
That's true.
That's super true.
Just randomly have your entire house
just disappear. Yeah. That's crazy. Were you like a Disney theme park goer or a Universal theme park goer or both?
I was both. I did work for Universal actually.
Really?
For a little while. I worked at one of their water parks. I was a lifeguard.
Cool.
It was very fun.
Oh, is it Volcano Bay?
It was, well, Universal also owns SeaWorld, so it was Aquatica.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha.
And it was really, I mean, I just worked with kids. I passed all the tests except for you had to like go down to like a 16-foot pool all the way to the end with like a grown man, and then you had to like flip him over and then swim back up, and I just was not strong enough. So they were like, hey, you can't actually save a man if like you tried, if like we needed you to.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go in the kiddie section.
The kid section.
And I was like, that's fair. I'm like 5'2". I can't actually pull him out.
Like, but imagine if you could, I feel like. It's like the strongest person alive, big man.
I tried. I did my best.
That's so funny. Did you ever do like Halloween Horror Nights or anything?
Yes, that's my favorite thing ever. That's why I'm so excited for the new Dark World at Universal.
I can't wait. Is that the like Universal Monsters part? Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. They have like the Dracula and the werewolves and there's like a burning windmill. Ugh, I want to go see it so bad.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that too. That is actually above all the drive-thrus and Wawa. I think I'm most excited, or I miss most the Universal Park in Florida. I like grew up going to Universal Studios, so like Universal to me feels like Disney, you know what I mean? So I had like the pass and I would go all the time. Halloween Horror Nights is so cool.
I think that's my favorite thing I ever did. But the first couple of years I went when I was younger, going through the entire like mazes, I would just go like this and I would like grip on my friend in front of me and just not even look at the mazes. I've upgraded now to where I look.
Okay.
I'm not so scared anymore.
Hey, we all start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just pay hundreds of dollars to not even look at the mazes and just scream for no reason.
It's okay, it was an experience. It's about growth.
Yeah. Do you like horror stuff at all?
I do. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna ask, you love horror stuff and you have forever. Do you have like favorite franchises or like favorite monsters or anything?
I like The Grudge.
Okay.
I like any like scary woman. It gets so funny, horror women to me. It's just normally a girl that's wet with black hair, and like that's the most terrifying thing to people. Like,
get her in the pool, hurry.
That's like dripping makeup. That's like, that's just what I look like after taking a shower.
That's me. They're just like us for real.
Exactly. I think it's funny that like all these terrifying huge monsters with teeth, and then it's just a woman who's just slowly walking towards you
on like 0.5 speed.
Yeah.
Just wet.
That's so funny to me.
That is really funny. I never thought about it like that.
But I do really like The Grudge.
Okay.
It was the first horror movie I ever watched. And I actually had to go and walk home after I watched it. I was
alone?
In like middle school. And I walked back from my friend's house back home at like 12 o'clock at night. And I was so scared.
Yeah. I would be. Did you run? I would have ran.
Yeah,
the
I started
whole way.
Running. Okay.
I would have ran. I'm a scaredy cat, though. I am the thing that I'm most scared of in life is the dark.
Like, really?
Like a small child.
Okay.
But it's about like not knowing what's around and like not being able to like see or prepare. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
that is scary.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
I have a phobia of medical needles.
Oh.
Like, ones where they like draw blood.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because I have so many tattoos on me.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
People say that all the time and it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not. It's like this huge needle going, oh, man.
Yeah.
I will immediately have a panic attack. If I have to like draw blood or something, I'm like, okay, I'm going to close my eyes the entire time. Mm-hmm. Do not show me.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to just disassociate for like a minute.
Yeah, I keep asking them lately to wear AirPods so that I can like listen
with
to
your
something.
Shots.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I can think about anything else than what's happening in front of me.
How often are you dealing with that? That is like my worst nightmare. How often do you do your shots?
Just like this year I got new insurance and I'm trying to like do everything over, you know what I mean?
So, I don't even have health insurance.
Really?
Yeah, I actually really need to get that.
Oh my god, that's crazy. I'm too clumsy to not have health insurance.
Yeah, with you making cosplay props all the time.
Yeah. I was working on a costume the year before I moved here. And it was this costume for a card game. And they had an event in Las Vegas. And they had a couple of us make costumes from the card game. And mine... I told the guy, I was like, I'm comfortable making this one or this one, but not that one, though. And he was like, oh, okay, sounds great. Also, you'll be cosplaying that one. I was like, fuck, okay. I'll do my very best, because it had giant wings. I had never made small wings, much less giant wings. So I was like, this is going to be new for me, but... long story short, I was making all of these layers on the wings, and they were like massive. They were like 13 feet. So they were scattered around my living room in Florida, just like around the couch, around the coffee table, just like all the different layers that I had cut out. And I was using sewing needles to pin them together so that the glue would dry. And I ran out of sewing needles because the surface was so big for so many of them that I was using hand sewing needles.
Oh.
And I accidentally stepped on one.
Like full force?
Full force. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I had to go get a tetanus shot at like 1 a.m.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
Did it go through your foot?
Sorry. Yeah. Not all the way, but yeah, it was up in there.
Oh my god.
It was rough for a minute.
Oh, I was complaining about little splinters I got a few weeks ago in my butt during a photo shoot.
That sucks though. That sucks.
That's
in a
crazy.
Different way. Yeah, that is to say, I just simply can't live my life without health insurance. I do shit like that.
That's so funny.
Cosplay gets unhinged.
I have something not like that, but I had to go to a hospital once because I was crowd surfing. And there was a group of women who were at the front, and they looked like they've never been to a rock show in their life. And I was getting closer and closer to them, and they all looked back at me, and none of them...
They didn't know the protocol.
No. And so I just kind of got dropped on my head.
Oh, and that sucks.
I woke up in a security guard's arms like a minute later.
You passed out?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they tried making me get an ambulance, and I was like, oh God, I'm awake. Please don't do that to me. I don't have health insurance. But it was too late because I already called. And I was sitting in the back of like this rock show being like, oh my God, no. But then another woman came in to the back. And then when the ambulance came, because she was still knocked out, I was like, take her.
You switched the ambulance.
Because I was at least awake, and she wasn't. And I was like, hey, she needs more help than I do. So they took her instead.
Oh, my God.
And then I just drove to, like, a local hospital.
Like an urgent care or something.
Yeah. And they just gave me, like, a CT scan. But
that's so funny. Yeah. It's like you Spartacus them. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, the ambulance is here for me. No, for me.
I was like, I know I don't need it, please. I don't want to pay.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Can you decide not to get in the ambulance if it comes? I feel like you can.
I don't know.
Right?
I've never been in that situation.
I
mitigated that.
Mm-hmm. Good. Save yourself $1 million.
I'm sorry to that woman if you're out there. I'm so sorry. I mean, but you needed it more than me.
If she was like not waking up for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I understand. I also don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, horror. So you said The Grudge. You mm-hmm. said wet, any wet, dark haired woman.
Like, think about it. Like,
no, I agree.
The Ring.
Like, The Ring, Jennifer's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Carrie, she's wet. Yeah. Just different. Just blood.
Just blood.
Instead.
Yeah. A different wet substance.
I think blood is so sexy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's so hot.
I mean, I get it. I get it. I do.
Like Pyramid Head?
Pyramid
oh
Head.
Oh my God, any Pyramid Head cosplayers out there, please pick me up.
Yeah, but it's hard to post that stuff online.
Yeah.
It gets flagged everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sucks, especially like other stuff that we do. I'm just like, man, like I feel so sexy with this fake blood all over
me. Yeah, I know. I get it. I, for Resident Evil costumes, and then I cosplayed like Carmilla mm-hmm. and some other like Lara Croft. I would put like a little cut line or something on and mm-hmm. haters out there.
I did recently actually post like a photo shoot with me having some fake blood on it. Let's see how long that stays up.
Oh yeah,
if it's still up by the time this airs, we'll see.
Okay. It looked awesome. I saw it.
Oh, thank
on
you
on Instagram.
Thanks. This little bat outfit.
Yeah. But you looked powerful.
Thank
could
you
tell. You know,
that's I feel so sexy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it. It's also like a vampire-y like thing almost. Mm-hmm. Like I did a shoot as Carmilla. Have you watched Castlevania?
I have. I think I only watched up to season one though. Or like season one is like 4 episodes, right?
I think so. It's
okay.
Been a long time. I don't remember.
I think I watched the first 4 episodes of season one.
Okay.
We were just recently rewatching it actually during Coachella.
Oh yeah?
We would come back home and just watch an episode.
Nice.
I didn't go to any of the after parties, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Castlevania is a good after party.
Yeah.
There is a scene where she's in a bloodbath. So I like wanted to do Ooh. Something like that. So we got this like reflective flooring and poured fake blood on it. And I was like sitting on it and it was sick. And it was so cool, but then I couldn't use it anywhere, which was so annoying.
I bet it looked
but
hot.
But I get it. I get it.
You can show me the photos later. I want to see.
I will.
Do you remember the bathtub photo shoot craze of like 2017, 2018?
I sure do.
I definitely did a milk bath photo shoot. That was like one of my first modeling photo shoots,
really?
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I remember it was like all the rage for a while. Mm-hmm. And the did you ever do the blow up swimming pool things?
Yeah, I did. That's so funny how like nobody does that anymore.
I know. Well, because it was horrible to do. It was like, how are we gonna get this lit correctly?
Yeah.
And then all of the stuff is moving around in the pool.
It was so hard.
You have to like weigh down the sheet at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's like so annoying. And you're freezing. Mm-hmm. And how do you pose? It's like, it was crazy.
When I first started doing modeling, I remember just doing the craziest things I would have never done now.
Yeah.
Like shooting outside in like 30 degree weather.
Yeah.
In like the skimpiest little outfit.
Yes. I totally remember all of that. I don't know what was wrong with us. I mean, I still do that actually. So
I do miss that era of social media sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Where like Instagram let you post butts everywhere.
Yes.
I can't pose with my butt out at all anymore.
I know, it's crazy. Instagram, come on. Doesn't like the butts.
No, they don't.
I know. I miss that era as well.
And you could just turn around, take a quick pic, and that was it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So funny.
The good old days.
Yeah, now I have to use CapCut.
Then I have to edit video.
Darn you, TikTok.
Oh, man. Do you have, like, a favorite vampire lady or, like, vampire characters that you like?
Oh, man. I would say not particularly. This is going to sound so nerdy, but Bella from Twilight
mm-hmm.
is just the OG depressed, edgy emo girl
that,
for me.
Totally.
It's so funny. I'll like be rewatching the movies and having like a drinking session every single time she stutters. Me and my friends, we took 16 shots in like 30 minutes and we all had to like, we had to stop
the like, Twilight drinking game.
Yeah, we had to stop the drinking game.
That's crazy.
It was getting too intense. Oh,
that's wild. It sounds fun though.
It was really fun. What about you? Do you have a favorite vampire girl?
Let's see. I immediately really love Carmilla. I know we keep talking about her, but I also like Vampirella a lot.
Yeah, I like Vampirella too. Her outfit is sick.
Yes. I agree. I also really like, have you ever seen Vampire Diaries?
That is the one thing I haven't seen yet.
You have to.
I know.
That's
so off brand for me.
Yeah.
Like the Supernatural Vampire Diaries, that era, I never watched any of those. I think I was
really?
Like too young to be into that almost. I was more into like the Hunger Games, that kind of thing at that era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never saw the Vampire Diaries.
Have you seen Devilman Crybaby?
Yes.
That is so
I have.
Good.
I have. But we only have one season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it.
I love the bloodbath scene. When you said the bloody scene that you did, oh my god, that scene in the club where there was blood raining down and everyone was dancing, I was like, I want to be there so bad. Where's my blood rave?
Yeah. You should do that for your birthday.
That would be so sick.
That'd be sick.
But I would need to find a place that allows you to pour fake blood through sprinklers or something.
Yeah. Well, you could do like red food coloring or something.
That's true. Maybe less destructive on the property.
Make this happen.
You could be my Carmilla. Please.
Yes. Okay, what I found it. So it's called Rosario Vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I actually haven't seen that one either.
Okay. that is what I meant earlier. I was going to say there's a character called Mocha.
Okay.
That is a vampire in Rosario Vampire that rocks.
Okay.
She's so...
Does she have pink hair?
She transforms.
Okay.
So she has pink hair, but then she... when she like turns... It's like a Yu-Gi-Oh mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah.
And she has like... light lavender, like silvery hair when okay. she's like big and hot, you know what I mean?
Okay. I'll look into it.
Like got the pink hair, she's like nice and cute.
Vampire Night was my one of my obsessions when I was younger. I actually watched the entire thing in one night. I remember being a kid and I stayed up until like 5 a.m. watching it. My aunt gave me her laptop. I would just like in the extra bedroom watching it the whole night. And the next day was Thanksgiving. I was asleep until like 5 p.m. because I stayed up all night watching Vampire Night.
Hey, I mean,
it's so funny. And then they Sounds kept like knocking on the door. I'd be like, hey, like, could you help us make the casserole? And I was like, no. I'm sleeping.
It's not time yet.
Just let me eat the food. I'll come out during the nighttime. I am a vampire now.
I am a vampire.
This is my personality forever now.
Is there a horror movie or anything that you watched like way too early that you remember?
I was pretty sheltered as a child, actually. So I think that may be why I appreciate it more now, because mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to watch any of it when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I came from a pretty like sheltered, like, you can't watch that stuff.
Yeah.
My family didn't know about anime, though. Mm-hmm. They had some of the scenes in Naruto.
Right.
They had no idea that I was watching any of that.
I haven't seen Naruto, unfortunately. I know.
What?
It's my biggest, like... red flag as a nerd, I would say.
It's okay. I openly said I didn't like Dragon Ball Z that much. I'm sure that's gonna get me some hate.
That's all right. It's all right. I feel like we are in the era now where people are like, you can like whatever you want, more so than they were before.
I feel like when you're a kid, at least in my generation, you got bullied for liking anime.
Yes.
And now it's everywhere and it's so popular.
I know. Honestly. And I was saying this to someone last episode, but I feel like people don't think that we got bullied with the other nerds because we're pretty now. And it's like, no, we were certainly still bullied.
I was the weird girl who watched anime and I would run to lunch to be first in line. I was that weird kid.
Yeah.
I had like a fox tail. I was also a furry. I don't know if you know this.
No.
I was a furry in middle school and high school. Yeah.
Wow.
I still am a little bit. I'm like diet furry now. I just like animal ears and tails.
Well, you have like fangs now. Yeah. So I feel like you're closer, you know? This is Mocha from Rosario Vampire.
Oh, she's hot.
She's fine.
Yeah. She's very, oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Yeah. Oh, you were in the Welcome to Horrorville.
I was.
Music video stuff, right?
I was. It was so fun.
Yeah?
It was a really cool production. It was my first time being on, like, a really big set like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I didn't realize how long we would have to stay there. There were, like, 14-hour days.
Whoa.
Like, 3 days in a row.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was kind of, like, I didn't realize that you'd be there that long.
Yeah.
It gave me new respect for actors, actually.
Yeah. That's a really long time. I've heard that Hollywood, that the like set stuff is very like hurry up and wait. You like get there and then you have to wait forever.
That's exactly what it was like. But I mean, I wouldn't like change it for the world. It was so fun to be a part of. I mean, and everybody there is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ice Nine Kills is such a nice band. Every band I've ever worked with is so just nice. Aww. And more down to earth and caring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny kind of when you see them snap into like their characters on them during the music video on the scene or mm-hmm. something. But it was really interesting. I would love to do more music video stuff, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I feel like you never know with like big productions and stuff mm-hmm. what it's going to be like. But when everyone is nice and everyone's cool, it's like,
Yeah.
So heartwarming, you know?
I got really bored just waiting around. So I ended up like talking with the tech people and I was like learning about their cameras and how they work and how things were like in the behind the scenes. And it was all very nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I hope you do more stuff.
I want to.
Cheering you on.
I would love to see that. I think I've been getting less opportunities now because I have gotten opportunities, but they're asking me to do it for free. And I don't necessarily want to be on a 14-hour set for free anymore.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the first few you do to like know what's going on, you understand, and then once you get like your bearings, you should get paid.
Yeah. That's kind of where it's like I'd rather I am busy, like you said. Like I'm actually going to Hawaii next week. I'm very excited about it. But I would like to be paid at least like $100 or something for my time.
Yeah, something for like food and like not being able to do other things while you're there all day. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I feel like I could talk to you forever.
Yeah, this is so much fun.
Yeah. Well, can you please tell the camera where everybody can follow you online, what platforms you're most active on, and if you have anything coming up that we could look forward to?
Of course. Yeah, thank you. You can find me at bloodvy.dawn, B-L-O-D-V-Y. I actually misspelled that username because it started when I was a Tumblr girl and I misspelled it when I was a kid. But yeah, most active on Twitter and Instagram if you guys want to find me there. My TikTok did get banned, but I am getting it back. I'm in the process of that. Nice. So you guys will be able to find me there again.
Oh, man.
And let's see. I did another podcast as well recently. I'm very excited about coming out. And hopefully you'll see me more dating shows. Those are a lot of fun for me,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I saw a couple clips and you are so funny.
Thank you. I just let my ADHD fly.
Good. Give them a run for their money.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
I really
thank you
it.
So much. Thank you for being here. So earlier you mentioned that tomorrow you are actually invited to be a ring girl for a sperm race?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you said? Special thanks to Jimmy Mack for joining our $69 Patreon tier.
Nice.